This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Dozens have been killed, nearly 200 injured in Pakistan after the powerful bomb ripped through a political rally near the Afghanistan border.
Supporters of a hardline cleric and political leader were gathered for a workers' convention in the country's northwestern Bajur district when the explosion took place. The critically injured have been airlifted to the city's main hospital. Among those killed is the local chief of the Islamist Jamiat Ulama-e-Islam party, while other current and former lawmakers escaped unhurt. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Islamic State group operates just across the border in Afghanistan. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The leaders of a bloc of West African nations met Sunday and condemned the military coup that last week toppled the government of Niger, threatening to use force if they failed to reinstate the ousted president. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Beyond the threat of force and the one-week deadline, leaders at the summit in Abuja, Nigeria, announced some immediate actions. Borders with Niger would be closed, commercial flights banned, financial transactions halted, national assets frozen, and aid ended. The coup began unfolding on Wednesday when soldiers confined President Mohamed Bazoum to his palace. 2 days later, Niger's military declared General Abdurrahmane Tiani the new head of state.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. Ukraine brought the war from the front line into the heart of Russia again Sunday, and drone penetrations that Russian authorities said damaged two office buildings for a few miles from the Kremlin and a pig breeding complex on the country's border. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Palestinian factions have met in Egypt to discuss reconciliation efforts amid surging violence between Israel and Palestinian militants in the occupied West Bank, with the main group, Hamas and Fatah, split since 2007, and with repeated reconciliation attempts having failed, expectations were low for the one-day meeting. Participants at the closed-door meeting gave no indication of what was discussed. The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said at its conclusion only that the meeting was a first and significant step. An American woman and her daughter helping people in Haiti are reported to have been kidnapped from the ministry where they work. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
News comes from their charitable organization, El Roi Haiti, which reports that Alix Dorsenville, a nurse, and her daughter were snatched from the ministry's campus in the capital, Port-au-Prince. They are the wife and child of the organization's director. The U.S. State Department says it's aware of the reports and is staying in contact with Haitian authorities. It notes that kidnappings have been on the rise for the purpose of collecting ransom money. The U.S. has also issued a do not travel advisory for Haiti and has ordered non-emergency personnel to leave the island. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Danish government is seeking to find a legal tool that would allow authorities to prevent the burning of copies of the Quran in front of other countries' embassies in Denmark. A foreign minister told the national broadcaster on Sunday, VOA's Diane Roberts with details.
The foreign minister said, quote, "The burnings are deeply offensive and reckless acts committed by few individuals," end quote, adding they don't represent the values the Danish society is built on. Denmark and Sweden have found themselves in the international spotlight in recent weeks following anti-Islam protests where the Quran, the Muslim holy book, has been damaged or burned, offending Muslims around the world. Both countries have said they deplore the burning of the Quran, but cannot prevent it under rules protecting free speech. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
An employee of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate is expected to make his first court appearances on charges accusing him of scheming with the former president to hide security footage from investigators probing Trump's hoarding of classified documents. Carlos de Oliveira is due in Miami federal court this Monday after being added last week to the indictment with Trump and the former president's valet. The federal case alleges a plot to hide top secret records at Trump's Florida estate and thwart government efforts to retrieve them. Trump has pleaded not guilty to dozens of felony counts in the case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.